This is the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today's article is called AI Governance, Managing Risk Before It Manages You, and it's by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And I'll be honest, when I first saw the word governance, I thought, here comes the compliance lecture. But this one gets practical quite quickly.
It does. The core argument is simple. The moment your business starts using AI to augment your team, you inherit new responsibilities. Governance is the system of rules, processes, and oversight that keeps AI aligned with what you actually want it to do.
And what happens without it?
Three predictable failure modes, according to the article. Scope creep, where the system starts doing things it was never designed to do. Data exposure, sensitive information handled without proper controls. And decision opacity, where nobody can explain or defend the outcomes.
That last one is what I'd worry about most. You're making decisions based on AI output, and you can't explain to a customer or a regulator how you got there.
Exactly. And the article makes a point a lot of owners miss. AI is evolving faster than legislation, so the responsibility to build internal trust structures sits with you as a leader before a regulator forces the issue.
Right. You don't get to wait for the law to catch up.
No. And here's the thing. You don't need a legal team to start. The article lays out five pillars: accountability, transparency, fairness, privacy and security, and maintenance.
Walk me through those. Accountability sounds obvious, but I'm not sure it always happens in practice.
It's probably the most skipped one. Every AI project needs a clear owner, responsible for its design, its results, and its impact. If nobody owns it, nobody is accountable.
And transparency?
Document how the system works, what data it uses, how decisions are made. That builds trust internally and with your customers.
Fairness, I'd assume most owners think they've already got covered.
That's where the article has a sharp example. A financial services company in Singapore deployed an AI tool to prioritize loan applications. It worked well at first, but over time, the system began favoring repeat customers, unintended bias that was never designed in.
How did they catch it?
Because they had a governance framework in place. They detected the drift early, retrained the model with more balanced data, and documented the whole update process. Without that framework, it would have continued undetected until it became a regulatory or reputational crisis.
And that's the thing. It's not that AI goes rogue. It just drifts.
The article calls it prompt drift, the gradual misalignment between what an AI system was designed to do and what it actually starts producing over time. And inconsistent AI outputs are often harder to detect than broken software.
Because software either works or it doesn't. AI just quietly gets worse.
Right. So the governance plan needs scheduled reviews of prompts, retraining cycles, and performance benchmarks. That's how you keep things aligned.
What about privacy and security? That feels like the one most owners assume is someone else's problem.
The article is direct about it. Treat data as borrowed, not owned. Limit access, secure storage, review permissions regularly. And it gives three questions to ask yourself. Is personal or sensitive information properly protected? Who can access data and results, and are they trained to handle it responsibly? And do we have a clear process for deleting or anonymizing old data?
That middle question, who can actually see what your AI tools produce? I'd wager most businesses can't give you a straight answer.
Probably not. The article also tackles something I think owners genuinely worry about, which is that governance becomes a handbrake on trying new things.
Yeah. You introduce a process and suddenly every small experiment needs sign-off from three people.
But the argument is that when it's done right, governance gives your team clarity. What they can experiment with freely, what requires a review, and how to raise something they're unsure about. That clarity reduces fear and actually encourages more experimentation.
Because the safety net is visible.
Exactly. So what does someone do this week? Five actions from the article. Assign one owner for each active AI project. Write a one-page policy covering data collection, who approves AI projects, and how outputs are verified. Schedule a quarterly drift review and put it in the calendar now. Audit who can access what your AI tools produce, and run a fairness spot check on a sample of recent outputs.
My single action from that list, write the one-page policy. One page, that's a Friday afternoon, not a six-month legal project.
Mine is the ownership question. For each AI tool in your business, just ask, who actually owns this? That conversation alone surfaces a lot.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And Brett's offering a free AI audit if you want this kind of governance working inside your own business.
Worth taking up. We'll see you next time.